This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah pledges support to expand global market for Nepali products. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung says government has intensified efforts to address border issues. Foreign Affairs Ministry prioritizes economic diplomacy to boost trade, investment and cooperation. And fresh Russian strikes kill at least 15 people in Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has reaffirmed the government's commitment to helping Nepali industries expand their presence in international markets. During a meeting with the representatives of the Nepal Plywood Manufacturers Association, Nepal Carpet Manufacturers and Exporters Association, Nepal Pashmina Industries Association and Nepal Dog Chew Manufacturers Association, the Prime Minister said the government would address the concerns of exporters and facilitate trade. Representatives of the carpet industry said exports to the United States have been affected by a new mandatory verification requirement introduced by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission on the 8th of July. They requested a one-year grace period, saying Nepal currently lacks the required testing and verification facilities. In response, the Prime Minister directed the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to send a diplomatic note to the U.S. authorities requesting the grace period. Likewise, the industry also sought easier quarantine certification processes for imported oil used in carpet production. The Prime Minister instructed the concerned agencies to simplify the process and said the government would positively consider the proposal to establish a carpet development board. He also said the government would promote sheep farming in Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces to support domestic production of oil and mutton. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung says the government has stepped up efforts to address problems along Nepal's border. Speaking at a meeting of the National Assembly's Committee on Federalism in Development and National Concerns yesterday, the Home Minister said the government had identified key border-related issues through field visits and a comprehensive assessment. Home Minister Gurung said he personally visited border areas, including in Madhya and Sudurpashchim provinces, to understand the challenges faced by local communities. According to him, the government is now focused on resolving the problems in the open border region. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs says economic diplomacy remains its top priority, with country-specific strategies prepared for 20 nations to boost trade, investment and economic cooperation. Ministry spokesperson Lok Bahadur Pogel Chetwari said coordination has been strengthened with relevant agencies and focal points will be designated at all Nepali diplomatic missions abroad to promote economic diplomacy more effectively. He also said the ministry is revising the economic diplomacy program guidelines to make them more relevant to current needs. On West Asia, the ministry said Nepal continues to support peace and stability through dialogue and diplomacy, adding that no Nepali citizens have been reportedly affected by the recent tensions in the region. Meanwhile, Nepal and Australia have reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen cooperation in trade, investment, education, climate action and sustainable development. A high-level Australian delegation led by Sarah Storey, First Assistant Secretary of the South and Central Asia Division at Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, held talks in Kathmandu during a three-day visit. The delegation co-chaired the third Nepal-Australia bilateral consultation mechanism with Nepal's Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai. Both sides reiterated their commitment to deepening bilateral relations and advancing shared interest in regional and multilateral forums. During the visit, Storey also met Foreign Affairs Minister Sushil Khanal and Finance Minister Dr. Surnim Wagle. Nepal Rashtra Bank has amended the Integrated Payment Systems Directive, making the national ID mandatory for opening and updating digital wallets. Under the revised directive, licensed payment service providers must verify the electronic code of a national ID before opening a wallet for Nepali citizens. Existing wallet users must declare by the 17th of October this year whether they have a national ID. Those who already have one must update their wallet with the national ID number by the same deadline. For users who do not have a national ID, payment service providers must remind them every month to update their details once they obtain the card. The central bank has retained the existing provision allowing Nepalese citizens living abroad to open digital wallets online using the required documents. They must update their national ID details within 6 months of returning to Nepal. The amendment directives also allows persons with disabilities and helpless citizens who are unable to care for themselves to open and use digital wallets based on their other necessary documents. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 15 people have been killed and around 100 others injured in fresh Russian attacks across Ukraine. According to the BBC, 10 people were killed when Russian ballistic missiles struck an exhibition near Kyiv showcasing drone technology. The event was attended by prominent members of Ukraine's defense sector. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said intelligence reports indicate Russia may launch another large-scale missile attack within the next 48 hours. In eastern Ukraine, 5 people were killed in Russian attacks on the city of Slovyansk. Military officials also confirmed the deaths of 2 men in the northern city of Sumy early on Saturday. Meanwhile, Ukraine said it carried out retaliatory strikes on the Russian city of Kirov, more than 1,000 kilometers from the front line, killing 6 people and injuring 26 others. More than 220,000 people have been evacuated as fast-moving wildfires continue to spread across France and Spain. According to the BBC, French authorities have ordered nearly 60,000 more residents to leave areas near Bordeaux, bringing the total number of evacuees in southwest France, Gironde and Landes regions to around 200,000. French President Emmanuel Macron has deployed the military to support firefighting and evacuation efforts. In Spain, the government has declared a national emergency after several wildfires merged into a massive blaze west of Madrid. Around 25,000 people have been evacuated, while nearly 40,000 others have been instructed to remain indoors. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy condition over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. The Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gundagi, Lumini and Sudurpassam provinces will also be generally cloudy, while the Tarai regions of Bandesh and Koshi provinces will be partly cloudy. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain and thunder showers accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the Tarai, hilly and Himalayan regions. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gundaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah pledges support to expand global market for Nepali products. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung says government has intensified efforts to address border issues. Foreign Affairs Ministry prioritizes economic diplomacy to boost trade, investment and cooperation. And fresh Russian strikes kill at least 15 people in Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.